Now,
the rest of the story. In 1946, the National Golf Tournament was held at Inglewood. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby played in the benefit round. Golfers will recall that Crosby handed out the trophies that year. Certainly Charlie will never forget it. Charlie came in second. Crosby presented him with a second-place trophy. But then Bing said something he didn't have to say. Something that inspired Charlie as few comments could have. Of Charlie, Crosby said, quote, "I predict that he's going to do some great things in the years to come. He's really a man to watch. Charlie is going to be the next champion," end quote. Well, from that moment on, Charlie became determined to win the next national golf tournament. 7 days a week, mornings, evenings, even nighttime, Charlie whipped his golf game into winning shape on the practice tee and the practice putting green. The 47 tournament was to be played on the old Northland course near Duluth, one of the nation's finest, toughest tracks, rolling fairways and greens, and a Lake Superior breeze that's blown more than its share of front runners off the leaderboard. But when tournament time came, Charlie was ready. He played so well in the first round that he decided his golf slacks and shirt were lucky, so he wore the same outfit through the remainder of the event. Something paid off because Charlie won. And Bing Crosby's prediction had come true. Now, over the years since, Charlie has captured more than 20 national and international championship titles. And if you've not heard of Charlie Boswell, it may be because he never did turn professional. He just kept winning the big amateur events. And anyone who knows how difficult a game golf is will have a hard time believing the rest of the story. That Charlie, when he placed second in that national tournament in 1946... Remember when Crosby applauded his effort? When Bing Crosby predicted such big things? Charlie at that moment had been playing golf for only one brief year. He'd started out to be a big league baseball player, but he'd never played golf in his life. His wife took up golf in college and begged Charlie to join her. But Charlie had laughed the idea of chasing a little white pill several thousand yards, he said. But then, after World War II, an army buddy said, "Let's play some golf." Charlie still did everything he could to get out of it, but then Charlie finally ran out of protests. One day he stood on a practice tee with a young corporal who hoped to teach him, preparing to take his first golf swing ever with a two-wood, and bang, it went 200 yards straight down the target line. Now, there is one thing more that I have failed to mention. When Charlie Boswell was in the war, something exploded near him that knocked him unconscious for a week. And the day of the explosion was the last day Charlie ever saw. I said the day of the explosion was the last day Charlie ever saw. For the National Golf Tournament Charlie entered in 1946 was the first ever National Golf Tournament for players with a certain handicap. Charlie Boswell, one of the most remarkable amateur golfers who ever picked up a club, never once did so until he was nearly 30, and totally blind. And now you know the rest of the story.